Okay, how they doing, guys? Nick Kane. Clink note on Bruce Chapman, B-R-U-S, excuse me, B-R-U-C-E, last name C-H-A-P-M-A-N, birthday 10-14-88, dictation 11-7-25. Patient presents here for refills and also states he still has a lesion in his lower back without clearing. Also states he only got two pills from pharmacists. He thought they were steroids. So he's trying to get more, but hasn't been able to. He's just using Calamon for his back. Lesion on the neck is, became swollen and it's erupted again with spontaneous drainage. But now clear. Here for spray refill medications. Review of symptoms as above. Culture showed no definite pathogens of lesion on neck. Physical scan and general appearance, no acute distress. Head eyes, ears, nose, throat, within normal limits. Social diagnosis, lesion apparent to posterior neck with slight inflammation, non-flexion at this time. And lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs and gallop. Abdomen. Without tenderness regarding extremities and neuropsychiatric within normal skin with a faint eruption, lower back and upper buttocks. Without active lesions, evidence of folliculitis or cellulitis. Impression. We have persistent contact dermatitis to the lower back without prednisone, also with recurrent sebaceous cystic type lesion to the neck. We'll repeat cortisone shot today. To get prescription for, to take prescription for Medjol Dospac previously picked up but not taken. Also given prescription for doxycycline to take for 10 days. It's advised to return if lesional neck reoccurs while still swollen for evaluation and probable attempted excision. Versus skin dermatologist, not warranted at this time. Medications refilled for diabetes and hypertensive cardiovascular disease. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.